Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 8. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even the winds and sea obey him?" O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
The theme for our message this morning, if we have a theme, it's stuffing tempests into teapots. As we look at Jesus and the stilling of the storm, let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we celebrate your love for us in Jesus. And we pray that your Spirit would now bless us as we hear the word, that we would be strengthened in faith for life, for death, and for everlasting victory. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Before I get into the message, I've made it my business as district president in the Michigan district. Wherever I go, I encourage people to read their Bibles. All of it, every year. I think I missed one place, but I've just made this as a commitment to myself to encourage people. We believe sola scriptura. I encourage our people across the district to read through the whole of scripture every year. It takes about 20 minutes a day. I talked to an older guy. I have to be careful here. He was in his 80s. And he said, a pastor, and he said, "You know, nobody's ever encouraged us to do that." And I'm not sure that's quite right, but he said, "It's been making a huge difference in my life." And so as I have opportunity, as long as I'm here, I do want to encourage across our churches that we read through the whole scripture every year. It's not the same as studying it, but it's when we're in the Word, it's not just about the doctrine and theology, it's about the relationship with Jesus. He says, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that testify about me." So as long as I'm here, I told people in Michigan I'd say this. So I encourage you in that. We're going to look at this passage from Matthew chapter 8. Familiar account, the stilling of the storm. I'll bet some of you have been at the Sea of Galilee. Who's been at the Sea of Galilee? And you've heard how all of that water works. And the storms come up. This is in three of the Gospels. I like actually the Gospel according to Mark better. I like where they say to Jesus, "Don't you care if we drown?" I think that's the saddest line in all of Scripture. What do you mean, "Doesn't he care if we drown?" But we're in Matthew. And in Matthew, it's interesting. I don't know quite what to make of it. The word here for storm is earthquake. It's the only time it's used for a storm, earthquake. Later in Matthew, of course, he talks about some other earthquakes, and maybe there's a connection with that. We have this storm that comes up. It is Matthew, and so we should be thinking about how Matthew is always making it clear that Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah. And as we have the account of this event, maybe we should think about Old Testament prophecies like Psalm 107. "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper, and the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced when the waves grew quiet. Then he guided them to the harbor they longed for." Or again, this is Psalm 29. "The voice of the Lord, the voice of Yahweh, is above the waters. The God of glory thunders. Yahweh above the vast water. The voice of the Lord in power. The voice of the Lord in splendor. The voice of the Lord." As long as we're in the Old Testament, maybe we also think about Moses and the parting of the Red Sea and the power of God at work through Moses. And we remember Moses says, "After me, God will raise up one like me from among your own brothers." Listen to him. as long as we're looking at water and stilling storms, we probably could think a little bit about baptism as well, and how God washes away our sins and sets us free. But as we look at this passage, above all things, we should see what's here. Jesus stuffs a tempest into a teapot. He takes a great big problem and brings it to naught. This is Jesus. We see Jesus as true man, sleeping in the back of the boat, but also true God with the power of God to still the storm. This is the power of God at work in your life and my life. Certainly, Jesus is still the greatest storm, the problem of mortality, sin, and death. And he stills that. We have those earthquakes later when he dies on the cross and when he rises from the dead. The earthquakes again. And we are set free. And the tempests of sin and death have been stuffed into teapots. And we're set free. I like the picture of Jesus at the right hand of the Father. He's not on a cross. He's not at the empty tomb. That right now, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and me, filling us with the power of the Holy Spirit. And no matter what comes our way, he gives us protection. I want to simply remind you to trust in Jesus. Here's what he says. He says, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" And then he stuffs the tempest back into the teapot, and there was a great calm. I want to remind us all to trust the power of Jesus at work in our lives. I saw this somewhere. It's a sin for people of hope to be pessimists. I kind of like that. I heard Dale Myers say once that too often we Christians are functional atheists. You know, there's a lot of hand-wringing that goes on in the church these days about what's going on in the world, the decline in the church, and not enough of this and not enough of that. About what's happened to society and the culture. A friend of mine had me read a book. I don't know who's seen this. Strange Rights. If you want to see just how bad it's gotten out there, check that out. Strange Rights. We do a lot of hand-wringing. And there's maybe, with some Christians, there's a little bit of pause about a new administration, and we think, well, perhaps there's a new day coming. We should remember, Scripture teaches us not to trust in horses and chariots or in men, but our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And so I simply want to encourage you, as we look at this passage, to be like the centurion. Now, just ahead of this, remember the centurion said, just say the word and I know it's going to happen. And Jesus, it says, he was amazed and said to those following, truly, I tell you, I have never found anyone in Israel with so great a faith. And so I want to encourage you to trust evermore in the power of Jesus. No matter what headwinds or tailwinds or Santa Ana winds come your way, even if the gales of November come early and stay late, they're the winds of war and the winds of change. And maybe you're reaping a whirlwind because of things you have sown. Don't give in to worry or doubt. We fix our eyes on Jesus. We fix our eyes on Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father, no longer sleeping in the back of the boat. And one way or another, he stuffs our every tempest into a teapot. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.